So you guys, the new album, Sons of the System, was released on the 18th in Europe. How were the release parties you guys had last week?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So Albertonia was not able to be there on the queue first on the 16th and 16th. No, it was 16th, 17th. I don't remember. I just was there with the guys who played with the shoe there in Copenhagen. So, but I heard from the guys it was pretty cool. Plenty of people. We saw a lot of CDs, and all the people seem to be happy about the album. So it's a pretty good surprise. I'm pretty happy about it.
Oh, no, just keep going. It's fine.
And we played as well with the gig with the Meshuggah, so it's been a while that we haven't played with them. Maybe like 5 years ago or something. So it was a great party. That was super cool. We had a great time. And people really seem to be happy, so we are happy.
So how does the new material is working live?
Well, for the moment we played two songs live. We tried to play Utera and Hero In. It was it's pretty cool. It's heavy. It's, we're still not like we don't play the songs that we play the old ones like Dead Bugs or Gold and Twelve. It's new. So it's like it's a bit different, but it's diverse. It's pretty cool, but we need to play them more to get used to them. But people seem to react pretty well, so it was cool. As long as it's heavy.
And talking a little bit more about the new album, what direction were you guys planning on since you started working on it in 2008?
Once again, sorry, the question.
Oh, what direction did you guys wanted to take with the music?
It was pretty hard to find the direction because we've been touring pretty much like in 2007 and 2008 as well. So we were pretty tired to be on the road all the time. So we took like maybe 6 months at least of a break to recharge the batteries or something. And then we started to compose like on our own, like being friends with the guys, them up with the Pro Tools stuff that we had. And then once we had like a few songs each of us, we just put everything on the table and we picked up the best material. And then we found a musical direction with this song. So we took maybe 6 months to find a direction. And the main things, I guess, were that we were wanting a more organic sound, more something less more warm in a sense that we wanted to experiment as much as possible, like trying new sounds, like new atmospheres, like songs like Most of the Tripod. It's something that we've never done before. So we really wanted to do some, I don't know, experiment as much as possible, be more hits, more catchy, and have fun.
And
it took a while to get the direction, but we did it.
And how involved in the whole music writing process are you in? Are you?
Sorry, what again?
Oh, what's your involvement in the whole music writing process? Are you like...
Me personally?
Yeah.
I run a studio, I play guitar, I play bass, drums, and vocal support. So it's like I've been composing maybe like three songs on the album. Like it was the Fate Within and the Heroine. I mean, that was really part of the song, like it was a lot of these. And then on the other songs, I was just like acting like a singer. So not like an asshole, but like a singer, which is pretty much the same, but with differences. It was just like... I just come and just, tweak the structure of the songs, and we, like a regular singer, like in rehearsal, we just say your opinion about the music and what you think that needs to be changed, and you just put my vocals and write my lyrics and stuff. But it was pretty cool this time to be involved from the very beginning of the process, because in Passenger, it was like I came in the band and everything was composed of music. So it was just a bigger, more... Nemec plus Ian Guido, this time it's just with Nemec. It was pretty cool. It was pretty funny to have like a band. We were not agreeing on everything because it's not possible. We have to compromise and stuff. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
So you guys are finally more of a one unit instead of...
Yeah, of course.
What is the main concept behind the album, if there's any? Particular favorite song based on the lyrics that you like?
Favorite song? Using Europe, pretty cool. It's like, it's a Russia wet lyrics. But, instead, he gave me the lyrics. I was like, what's this title? Using Europe? Something like that. I was not really thinking that it would have been possible to call this song like Using Europe or even say these words in the lyrics. But, it fits the song pretty well, so this song is pretty cool. It's like, yeah. And Heroine as well is one of my favorites. And this is my two favorite songs. The man, like the other song, like Elongated Sporadic Verse, which is like pretty, it's more epic, I would say. Most of the Tripods as well. It's totally different than what many could have done. So, I think these four songs are my favorite right now.
So, well, do you think that in the future you'll contribute more to the lyric writing, or are you going to leave your other band member to do that?
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I'll write, like, Mercia and I, we write, like, I write the half the lyrics, and Mercia write the other half.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not a huge fan of writing lyrics. I do it because I need to write. And because I can't talk about something that I don't know, but if Mercia can help me doing the lyrics, like for me, like a half and half is pretty cool because his ideas are cool as well as when you create vocal lines, vocal rhythm, it's pretty cool to have your own material because you know what you stand, but it's always cool to have like some other person material because rhythmically it's more interesting to experiment some stuff with some words that you would have not used. So it's just like this combination works pretty fine with me. I'm a bit lazy, you know, I write the lyrics, so it's perfect. I like it.
So, talking more a little bit about the vocals. You and your last band, you only use clean vocals. How was the transition?
This time it's like, a lot of people say that it sounds more like Michael. I heard that for the clean vocals. Maybe, I don't know, but it's like I tried to be more aggressive and more, on the Passenger album, like, there was a lot of vomiting, stuff like, bleh, bleh. it was the first time that I was in the CD, like, recording all the vocals, because in the past, in the car, I was only doing, like, clean vocals. So I never experienced, like, recording only, I've been doing everything, like, both clean vocals. And I did the same with One Way Mirror. I had a band a couple of months earlier, so we it was turned out pretty cool, so it took just time to be comfortable with both things. So on some of the system I was like totally used to because we called a lot, so I was used to use my voice in a different way. And I think this time my voice sounds more natural, more exaggerated, or less exaggerated, sorry. More natural, more aggressive. I like it. I'm happy about it. and I obviously love his clean vocals, because to me, it's really important to have clean vocals in music, because of the fact of the radio stuff like that, Madonna or Guns N' Roses and all the shit. I'm not that much death metal guy. So I always need this melodic touch. I need to have a college to remember.
So you like the... So you like the mixture of clean vocals and the harsh vocals, because the new album has all kinds of vocals, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's, I mean, to me, it's pretty cool. It looks pretty much the way. It's cool.
Oh, and another thing that I've been listening to the album a lot and noticing that the songs are in a bit more complex than before. Can you tell us about why the
complex?
What?
A bit more complex?
Yeah.
To me, it sounds more simple. Like a Passenger was more complicated. Like a lot of structure changes, some different parts. And it's funny because some people say that it sounds less complex than in the past, and you say that it sounds more complex. I think it's just a matter of point of view. But it's to me, it doesn't sound more complex. More maybe more spontaneous, the way of writing. This is less like putting riffs together. More like a, one shot inspiration. To us, it's less complex, but I'm sorry. I think it was pretty fine.
Okay, and then you guys are going to start touring in February. Have you planned? Do you have a full scale European tour? I only.
Yeah, because it took a while for us to choose the right booking agent in Europe and the right management as well. So now we work with Speed Media. An American management, the guys who has like they have a Biohazard and Anthrax.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys are pretty motivated, so it's pretty good because they're American, so I guess we would be able to do some US tours. But right now we're working on some like simple gigs, but we will have some European tours like pretty soon. So I guess the calendar will get full pretty fast. We hope, but I think it will happen. It's cool because we have to go to. We have gigs in Spain and Denmark. We have a gig in Moscow as well, in Russia. So it's like it's cool. And it's cool to warm ourselves with a small gig, small tour before going on the road with a big one to get comfortable with the song.
Yeah, what festivals do you have? Do you have anything?
Now we just have the Brutal Assault in Czech Republic. But we'll make sure to get on as many festivals as possible. Are new, but we just picked up a booking agent like 1 week ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like intensely working on this shit, so we should have some new.
And having toured with bigger bands, which band has been the most fun to tour with?
The funniest band, I guess. Unfortunately, Pantera doesn't exist anymore. It would have been a place because I've always been like a Pantera fan, like we used to still now. But it's pretty cool to tour with a band like Dark Tower. They're a really funny guy. And otherwise, I don't know. Camera guys. I don't know, there are many bands that like to perform. Maybe Kids Would Engage, because there's a guy like Adam, something pretty fucked up. So I think Kids Would Engage, plus he pretty much fits the music, the mimic music, so if you could make a tour with them, it would be pretty cool. And really fun, I guess. Well, I'm sure.
And that on the website on the band's website, you guys when you started recording the new album, it said that you were planning on doing more projectors and more lights for your new shows. Are you guys doing that?
Oh yeah. It's video projecting. It's Lurcha with the globe thing. So it's we were still experimenting. So we use it live. But for example, during the show in Copenhagen, the program just crashed right before. So it's still it was still but it's pretty cool because it's just projecting like images and like every kick with the kick drum.
Uh-huh.
Every time he plays the kick, the picture switches. So it's it gives more dynamic and it's visually pretty cool. So we want to make this like we have to practice a bit more. Because we haven't been playing like past month. So, but yeah, it's something we won't really do and we won't use it as much as possible. But it's pretty harsh because when you open for other bands, sometimes you don't have the room in the trailer to bring all the gear.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that much room, but sometimes it's really, really, you know, really small. So, but yeah, it should work. We hope, but we're still like aiming with image projection, video projection stuff. So. that's pretty cool. When it works, it's pretty cool.
And when you joined Nemec, what were your main objectives that, or things that you wanted to accomplish by joining an already established band?
Yeah, well, because you know when you're French, I don't know why, but I know why, because we have a lot of indie bands in France. I mean, in the past years, yeah, just now we have some pretty good bands out there. But still, we had like a bad reputation, and with my former band's car, we tried to get signed on the big label. They all say, "Yeah, we love the album, but always the but." So I was pretty getting tested. This. Plus, as I said before, I'm not a death metal guy, so and Scott was totally death metal, and I had a lot of vocal frustration because I could not expand myself like I would.
Yeah.
So, joining Nemec is more like the kind of music that I listen to. I could have been way more free, only singer. So I could have been get lost singer. So this is a way to, I don't know, have fun, do something that speaks better, and or have fun, like a dream, like a kid's dream, like, you know. So musically was better for me, and on every side was way better. So. That's cool. I'm happy, you know, I'm lucky, so that's fine. I'm a French,
let me
do this.
And what do you think about the current, resurgence of bands in the French scene, like you were saying? A lot of bands like Gojira and Haircry are actually now getting noticed.
That's pretty cool. So you have, Haircry, Gojira, you have a lot of clones, plenty of bands. So in the past it was like super bad because everybody was, you know, jealous of each other. The ambience between the bands was not that good. Now everybody works pretty much hand in hand, so it's really cool and music gets better. That's not the special French metal stuff right now, but it will happen in time. But and now it's as well that people, the member of the band, they start to speak English better than in the past, because it was like a super big barrier. Because okay, try to play abroad, that's cool, but if you don't speak English, you can go by yourself. So it was that simple. So because they were afraid of talking, French people thought they were like, you know, pretty proud of themselves and pretty cool. It was not the case. It was just because they were not
confident.
Talk. Yeah, it was a shame. But now it gets better.
So what's
I hope the French will save the metal scene, man.
Was it hard for you to move to a band where pretty much, I mean, the majority of the band speaks a different language? Well, I mean, obviously everybody communicates in English, but are there deals?
It happens that sometimes they speak in Danish, because when we start to talk about really, you know, technical stuff, to be sure we are on the same page, they have to switch to Danish to make sure that talk about the same thing that they explained to me. But otherwise, I've always been like an English fan. Like when I was small, I was singing and only like English stuff. I hate French music. I mean, it's like, it sounds super weird to my ears. So I was pretty happy to join a band where everybody was speaking English. But the person from Scandinavia, they speak a pretty great English. So that's cool. They have like a neutral accent. I mean, a bit northern accent, but understandable, so it was cool. It was not a bad. I was pretty happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's some amusement. It's exotic. It's cool. English improved. I still speak English like a moron, but it gets better.
So just to kind of wrap it up, so has the band started thinking about what else? I mean, in the future besides the touring now?
No. Right now we're trying to focus on touring again. We'll try to do tours a bit less, but a bit better. Everybody says, "Yeah, I want a better job for a better money." But we will not say to everything like in the past, because it's exhausting to be always on the road, and sometimes you have it's not the right audience, or you don't have that much people to play in front of. So we try to make the right choice. We just refused a couple of tours recently, because we thought it was not really fitting, I think. So we want to pick up the right opportunity. So right now we focus on this. And we don't now think of the next album. We have the time. We'll see in 1 year or maybe 6 months. I don't know. You can never predict, because it's music, and music is like, if you think something like today, of course we'll not sing the same thing in 1 year. So we don't know that. So it's like, we'll deal with the time.
I'm sorry. And what about the... Have you seen any, negative effect of the whole internet piracy thing on the band, on the profits and stuff like that?
Not really. No. What? What can I satisfy everybody, but it's surprisingly good.
So what is your take on it? Are you kind of pro or against it, or lukewarm about it?
What, once again, sorry?
Yeah, of people downloading music.
It's a shame, but you know, what can we do about it? Because the young people, they want some music, they just download for free. So, and now we try to tell them, no, you have to pay. They don't understand. So it's pretty much the death of music, but music will always exist, so... It's just, I don't know, the labels or the studios, they have to find different ways to try to control this more. So, of course, in France, for example, we have a pretty famous artist. You will not understand the name or whatever. It's a big artist, and his last album was on the first week, so like 50,000 albums. And the same artist first week of the new album, it sold like 10,000. And it was like, the first one was maybe 2 years ago. So it's getting worse every year. All the full labels are closing down and shit. It's a shame, but there's no real solution. But maybe, I don't know. But of course, it affects our sales. It's a matter of fact. It's a fact. So, but we try to, have CDs which are not like crystal box, more like an object, something you want to have, but now people just download music and they don't give a shit about the graphism, we have to deal with it because we have no choice. We'll see in the future, but it's pretty dark.
What would you, if you could dictate like a punishment for people downloading, what would you think it would be appropriate?
Anal rape? I don't know. It's cutting down the internet connection. That's what they want you to do in France. That's some load they want you to apply. If a person gets buffed for one downloading,
mm-hmm.
If they have a warning, and a second one, they close down your internet connection. Plus you have to pay a fine. So I think it's cool. Okay, we can all go to the people's place and okay, we're going to rape you right now. So just cutting down the internet connection is pretty cool, because now we don't have internet at home. It's like, oh my god. So I think cutting down internet connection is pretty cool.
Oh, on that note.
I'm not a scientist, so that's the universal solution, but from my balcony, from my window,
maybe this. And on that note, is there anything else you want to tell the American readers and your American and pretty much worldwide fans?
Totally. just want to come back in the U.S. as soon as possible, because it's been a while. And when I joined the band, we that was really cool with our work. It was in the end of 2006, and we called with God a bit in 2007, February or something. So it's been 3 years now, so we can't wait to get on the road of the U.S. to promote the new album, but yeah.